Releasing Keith. The air was light until we got to the slot. The ebb, adverse to the 20 knots southwesterly, created huge, choppy, breaking swells beneath the gate. His widow's expectation of a reverent ceremony, incense, rose petals, and prayer was curtailed by sailboat handling necessity, windblown spray, and hanging on. As the skipper nodded it was time, she fussed with the funerary paraphernalia, albeit abbreviated by preconditions, and emptied the contents of the plastic bag to leeward. He swirled in our wake, east of the North Tower. She glanced back over the stern. "There's Keith," she said. A milky gray apparition in the blue-green trough between the waves. A nebula of stars, frozen pulse of the northern lights, a cloud formed by a paintbrush dipped into warm, soapy water. As a wisp of fog falling over the headlands, he swirled and expanded. A few rose petals floated above his countenance. Remnants of a life now water-soluble. The tail of a shooting star, momentarily iridescent. "He's free now," I thought, "to go around the world."